Bava Kama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Kama Bavli, Daf Nun Zion. We've been in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Zion Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Inicha Bachama, Oshim Masa, Beatcheva Shoti Bekotten, Beatsa Behevika Chayev. The Mishnah says if Reuven left an animal in the sun or gave it over to a cheresh, a lunatic or a child to watch and it got out and damaged, then he is liable. Masa Vavoya, Nichas Avoya Tachtov, if he gave it over to a shepherd to watch, the shepherd is liable in place of him. If it fell into a garden and benefited, Reuven pays what it benefited. If it went down normally and damaged, Reuven pays what it damaged. How does he pay what it damaged? We estimate how much a besar of the field was worth and how much it decreased due to the damage to the one patch. A besar is the area in which a sar, which is about 12 liters of seed, are sown, meaning 50 by 50 amos. Roshim anayme, achla peiros gemurim, mishalim peiros gemurim, imsar sar, v'imsar saim v'saim. Roshim anayme says, if it ate finished fruit, it pays for finished fruit. If it ate one sar, it pays for one sar. If it ate two saim, it pays for two saim. And the Gemara says, tani roya shemasa tsoinoi l'roya harishoin chaya v'asheni pata. Gemara brings from a bai said, if a shepherd gave the flock to another shepherd, the first shepherd is liable and the second is exempt. Rav v'Rosh Lakish treyon amrin, mekirin to masa leben daaf pata. Rav and Rosh Lakish says, since the first shepherd gave it to someone who has intelligence, he's exempt. Masa l'roya v'nichas roya tachtov v'nafla l'gino v'yevika m'shalem ha'shenenis. Mishnah said if he gave it over to a shepherd to watch, the shepherd's liable in place of him. If it fell into a garden and benefited, he paid for the benefit. Rav Huna said that this is when it banged on the grass, but if it stood and grazed, he pays what it damaged. If it fell into a garden and benefited, he paid what it benefited, said the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi Berchanina Amar Oisa Hasade Ptura Vesade Acheres Chayeves. Rabbi Yosi Berchanina said that for the same patch in the field, it's exempt and it pays only the benefit. For a different field, in a different patch, it's liable what it damaged. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Treyon Amrin Afilu Raskal Hasade Ptura. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said that even if it grazed and consumed the entire field, it's exempt. It means it pays only the benefit. It's never liable for what it damaged until it goes out from the field in which it fell to Rosh Hazarabim and entered from Rosh Hazarabim to another field. If it fell into a garden and fell to another garden, what's the law? The Gemara answers that according to Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, who says that only for that patch it's exempt, here it's liable. Adati Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish din amrin afilu ras kol hasadeh patur la'ila menechayevet ad shetetzi mitoichelu shesarabim or shesarabim l'sdeh acheres. According to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, who says that even if it grazed the entire field it's exempt, it's never liable what it's damaged until it goes out from it to Rosh Hazarabim and from shesarabim to another field, and here it did not. The Nafla Lamakim Shuruya Lewid, Vyalda, Lamakim Shuruya Lipol. The Gemara suggests that rather, even if it fell to a place that it's proper to descend to it, or descend to a place that it's proper to fall to it, the beginning was negligence and the end was oines, accidental, so he pays what it damaged. Am Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, he must nisa. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina said, our Mishnah connotes unlike this. If it were true, the Mishnah should teach only falling to a place proper to fall or descend, that it pays what it damaged. We would know that it pays only the benefit for a place not proper to fall or descend, meaning pure onus. Ela nafla lemakim shuruya lipol, nafla lemakim shuruya lewit. Rather, even if it fell to a place that is proper to fall to it, or fell to a place that is proper to descend to it, it pays only the benefit. This is called onus. One need not hold his animal in Rosh Hasarabim. Da svicha leda, vada svicha leda. The Gemara says, perhaps this suggestion is true, but the Mishnah cannot teach only falling to a place proper to fall or descend. It needs to teach this falling, and need to teach that descending. Da svicha leda, shemashalim mashin enes, da svicha leda, shemashalim mashin hezika. You need to teach this case of falling, and in order to teach that he pays that which he benefited, and you need to teach the case of descending to teach that he has to pay what it damaged.